Welcome to the Wolverine Confidential Podcast. I am Andrew Kahn.
I'm Ryan Zook.
And I'm Aaron McMahon.
The Michigan basketball teams were both in action this past week, and both were victorious over rivals on Sunday afternoon. The hockey team is on a five-game win streak after another weekend sweep. We discuss that and more coming up on Wolverine Confidential. All right, guys, good to be back with you here. Monday, late morning, February 6th. I'm back after, you know, a little break. Nothing like taking a little break in the middle of basketball season. Why not? My mother-in-law listened to the episode without me. I actually didn't get a chance to do it. Said you guys were talking about Harbaugh and some NFL job. She thought she was listening to, an older episode by mistake. I was like, yeah, I don't. Who knows what the heck they talk about when I'm not there.
Well, I'm glad that we had one Andrew Kahn fan listening, because we said at the end of the second one, like, don't worry, Andrew Kahn fans, he will be back next week. So I'm sure that some of our listeners are thrilled you're back.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, like we said, we've got some results to talk about here. I guess we can start with men's basketball. They've won two straight for the first time in a month. So that's good. They followed up Thursday's win at Northwestern with Sunday's win at home against Ohio State, 77-69. Ohio State tried to guard Hunter Dickinson with one player, typically, which is fine. Some teams do that with some success, but Ohio State really didn't have a player capable of doing that. So, you know, he kind of dominated inside and made 10 of 14 of his 2-point shots, scored 26 points. Kobe Bufkin was really good again. I wrote about him this morning. He's just been steady and kind of an all-around producer for Michigan. You know, I'd argue maybe their best rebounder at this point. Even from the guard spot. So he was solid again. And you know, Michigan beat an Ohio State team that I don't know the computers like, but I don't know, they're 3-8 in the Big Ten. They've now lost 9 of their last 10. Like, I'm just not convinced they're very good, to be honest.
They didn't look great. And I've watched a handful of their games this year. And they, again, they're like Michigan, where they've had their good moments and they've looked like crap in other games. And I thought that was the case against Sunday. You mentioned Michigan winning two games in a row. And we talk about that, like things are going south, but like I think they've looked a lot better the last week. You know, yeah. They played a lot better, and you know, they got a favorable schedule coming up. So I got to think that at least, you know, the win at Northwestern is going to help. I think just from a get over that loss last week, and then to beat your arch rival, I think helps. You know, demeanor and everything else. We'll see where they go from here, but. I thought they looked pretty good on Sunday.
Yeah, at least Michigan's season has been a little bit of a roller coaster. Ohio State's just been in a downward spiral. Like, it doesn't look like there's any hope for them at this point. But yeah, I mean, like we said, again, Michigan has found a little bit of life, and they kind of need to at this point in the season. Like, it's crazy. I'm looking at my calendar right now. It's like February 6th. Like, it gets late pretty quickly in these winter seasons, I feel like.
Absolutely. So yeah, now they're you know, in a five-way tie for third place in the Big Ten at 7-5. But the thing is, you can't just look at those standings. If you're talking about what it means for that, I mean, that'll determine, of course, the Big Ten tournament seeding and all that, but even that doesn't really matter. It's about, you know, your overall resume, and Michigan did not do really anything in the non-conference. And, you know, the wins they've had in the Big Ten just haven't been that impressive. So, like, right now, yeah, the Big Ten has as many teams in the tournament as any conference, according to ESPN, at least. They've got 8, but Michigan is not one of them. So, you know, even some of these teams that, you know, might be behind them in the standings or even with them are viewed as, you know, more safely in the field at this point. Now, a lot of those teams are 8, 9, you know, 10 seeds, you know, among the last 4 in or whatever, but Michigan is not there yet, but I think that also shows they're not far off. You know what I mean? Like they have those chances to get it. So, you know, as Ryan said, we're in the home stretch here. 8 games remaining for Michigan in the regular season, 4 home, 4 away. Nebraska on Wednesday, and then they host Indiana on Saturday to wrap up this 3-game homestand. you know, I looked as of now, four of them are quad one games. A couple of them are quad two, a couple of them are quad three, but like they're some of those are borderline. A couple of those, you know, twos and threes could move up a little bit. They're more likely to move up than drop back. It seems like, you know, those road games especially should hold, or not get worse. But, yeah, I don't, Michigan just has to start winning them right now. They're 2-8, you know, in quad one games, so far. So they need to start, you know, winning some more of those. And you know, as we've mentioned, they do have the really bad loss, you know, a quad four loss with the home loss to Central Michigan. So, yeah, the resume is not good, but there's a chance to improve it. You know, just gotta keep winning one game at a time. That's their approach.
That's like what I wanted to ask. Like, what do you think they need to do down the stretch here to? I mean, they're not in bubble talk yet, but I think they can get right there. If they get some wins, especially you got Nebraska coming up, Indiana at home. So I think that could conceivably put them on the bubble. I mean, do they have to go 6-2, 7-1? I mean, I think in years past, we've kind of discussed the 20-win threshold as kind of being whether you can get in the tournament or not. I got to think this year's maybe a little different across college basketball because we're seeing so many upsets, it seems like. What do you think they need to do to get there, you think?
Yeah, it's tough to say because it does matter who you get, but I don't, you know, if the 5-5-3 could potentially do it, that gets them, you know, to 12-8 in the league. You know, if you beat Nebraska, you beat Indiana, yeah, that's a nice win. You protect your home court and you try to get one of those on the road. I mean, I think that could potentially do it, but maybe a little better, but then you'd have to do something in the Big Ten tournament as well. But I am working on that, trying to talk to, some bracket experts. Again, it's hard to look at any one team in the back vacuum, especially in this crowded Big Ten, but, you know, to try to get a better feel for what they need to do. But I think you're right. They're on the bubble of the bubble right now, probably.
What was their record last year when they got in, when they entered the tournament?
Yeah, they were only the three games over 500, right, is what we were talking about. They needed to be four. They were 17-14 at the time with that first round Big Ten, you know, exit. But they still got it, and they kind of, you know, bucked conventional wisdom as far as, you know, what you needed, that overall record needed to be. But they did have some quality wins. They had a, you know, fair amount of road wins. They had the good non-conference win over a San Diego State team that was in the tournament. They avoided the bad loss. They did a lot of things that, you know, they haven't really done this year. So we'll see. But there's still time to, you know, right the ship and maybe sneak in. As I say, they have to have 68 teams in this thing at the bottom. They're usually not very impressive necessarily. Michigan's in this jumbled mess of teams probably that will be sorted out over these next few weeks. The women, they had their only losing streak of the season, you know, last month, and they've now won three in a row, including two this past week. They won Thursday at home against Illinois, and then yesterday at Michigan State. They don't play again until Sunday. They host Nebraska on Sunday, so this is kind of their bye week. But yeah, they've been without Layla Filia their last two games. She was their leading scorer at the time she went down. She's their best defender. But Leah Brown has really stepped up, has since actually passed her as far as, you know, season average of points. She had 27 against Illinois, 29 against Michigan State, with
12 rebounds.
Yeah, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. So just missed that triple double. In a nice win. They got down 10-0 early in that, right away in that game, Michigan, but came back and won by 10. So this is a resilient team. They're showing some of their depth. Jordan Hobbs stepped in for Filia the last two games in the starting lineup. Program spokesperson just tells me her status is still day to day. It's a lower leg injury. So we'll see. She does get she gets a week off here to, you know, heal and try to get back on the court for Michigan's next game, but we shall see.
Big games coming up too against Indiana and Ohio State at the end of the month too. So you would hope that she would be able to get back before those two big showdowns.
Absolutely. So yeah, they were 18 in the latest poll. I expect them to move up, a few spots after this week, when that comes out here in a couple of hours. And the last I looked, that was updated before their Michigan State game, the women's bracketology, but they were a four seed. So they were still, you know, in that in line to, you know, host opening round games. Hockey team was in action again. Zook, were you at both games?
I was at both games, yeah.
Tell me what you saw.
I saw Michigan completely dominate a Wisconsin team that looked completely out of sync. and it's quite surprising how bad Wisconsin is this year with the, I mean, they have double digit draft picks on their roster. Like they had with their coach, Tony Granato, has NHL experience. He's one of the highest paid coaches in college hockey. And they just, I mean, Michigan, like defensively, Wisconsin was absolutely horrendous in their own zone, and Michigan took advantage, scored six goals in a 6-2 win Friday night, won 7-4 on Saturday. But I mean, they had six goals midway through the game. Like it looks like they took their foot off the gas a little bit, but I mean, they scored five goals in the first 14 minutes. And it's like, oh my gosh, like Wisconsin should just get on the bus right now and or flight back home right now. But yeah, I mean, Michigan's hot right now. They're five in a row. They're starting to get a little bit healthier. Mackie Samuskevich, the sophomore first-round pick, the third-leading scorer, returned after missing last weekend. He had a pretty solid weekend. It's Stephen Holtz. The story of the weekend was Stephen Holtz, a guy who was hospitalized in November with adenovirus and was in a medically induced coma. And was battling life-threatening complications. And, I mean, he struggled speaking right away and walking even. I mean, people didn't know if he would live or let alone play hockey again this year. And he returned this weekend too. So I think there was a little bit of morale boost there from the team. So looking pretty good. I mean, obviously Wisconsin isn't much of a test, but they dominated like they should have. And now they're, speaking of jumbled Big Ten, I mean, they're in the fourth place or four-way tie for second place in a seven-team conference right now. So, I mean, only six games left in the regular season. So it's going to be quite the finish. And they play two of those teams that they're tied with, Ohio State and Michigan State, down the stretch. And the Spartans this weekend at East Lansing on Friday and then in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena on Saturday. So it should be a fun, exciting series. It's good when both these teams are playing each other late in the year with something on the line.
Yeah, you know, I know, like other sports, the NCAA tournament is the most important thing and what they can do there and try to get to a Frozen Four and all that. But in hockey, regular season and you know, Big Ten tournament are meaningful. Yes, they get banners for this that they hang in Yost, or is it viewed as kind of secondary?
No, yeah, I mean, yeah, they're still. I remember last year they were talking about hanging Big Ten banners for sure, and they hadn't won a Big Ten tournament title in a while, but they earned the number two seed and knocked off Minnesota last year. It's looking like the Gophers are going to be number one again this year. They have a 13-point lead on the rest of the field, so it's barring any sort of collapse, it looks like they're going to be first place again and get that first round bye. But for Michigan, getting that number two seed is really important because obviously you get the home ice in the first round, but you would also get it in the second round as well for the semifinals, and you would get to play Wisconsin in the first round, which, I mean, there's a huge drop off between Wisconsin or the first six teams in the Big Ten and then Wisconsin. So you would definitely welcome another series against the Badgers too. So it's important. Michigan seems to be getting healthy at the right time. And yeah, we'll see if they can. I mean, they're scoring a lot of goals. Their offense is clicking right now. I think 20 or 32 goals during their five-game win streak. Kind of struggling to keep the puck out of their net a little bit, still giving up a decent amount of shots. But yeah, right now, Coach Norado has to be pretty happy with what he's seeing.
And Michigan State up next weekend, I see.
Yes. So it should be, I love when these two teams play each other with something on the line. I mean, Michigan State's been bad for quite a while now, and they're fighting for their NCAA tournament hopes and Big Ten positioning. So there's a lot on the line for both teams. I've heard that, a lot of tickets have already been sold for that duel in the D game at Little Caesars Arena. So it should be a fun atmosphere as well. And yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, like you said, the NCAA tournament's still important. And right now, I mean, Michigan is top five in pairwise, and so you want to be top four and get that number one number one seed in the tournament too. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that second game with Michigan State is Saturday, February 11th, 8 p.m. At Little Caesars. So, all right. Well, yeah, that's our winter sports recap here on the Wolverine Confidential podcast. Stay tuned to MLive.com/Wolverines for more updates. Thanks for listening.